joining me on KNBR 680. He is one of the top left-handed relief pitchers in baseball today. Lefty's, what, 3-for-38 off him or something like that? But it's Javier Lopez. All right, I needed to see the psychologist today. And you tell me, clubs go through this all the time. You've been around professional baseball a long time. What goes on mentally right now for a club that's struggling?
Well, it's, you know, when you look at it in big picture, obviously we're not playing the kind of ball that we need to be playing. And, you know, we've been sitting on that for a while now that, hey, it's going to come around, it's going to come around, it's come around. Well, now it's the All-Star break. And ultimately we're running out of time. And there's got to be some sense of urgency. And I think the guys are aware of that. And, you know, it's just a matter of being able to control what you can control. Come in, just be prepared. Don't try to do too much. And, you know, I think when you start getting into those situations during the game, you see them. It's just as things start building, some guys trying to do a little bit too much at times, and ultimately it's been to our detriment. And, you know, again, it's growing quickly, but ultimately we need to do that to get to where we want to go. We need to get things going quicker now.
All right, Javier Lopez joins us now. University of Virginia. What was your major?
Psychology.
All right. That's why I want you on today. All right, now, clubhouse is quiet, and you know that. And look, this has been a clubhouse that's had a lot of success, but it's a little quiet now. What do you do? What do you think about?
Well, I think a lot of things are going on right now. Obviously, again, we're not playing the kind of ball you want. And when you do that, you sense the passion in the locker room, in the sense that, you know, when you start getting beat, people get internal with it and just try to figure out what they need to do to get better. And that's what you like to see. You don't want to come in here all the time and have a happy-go-lucky clubhouse at all the time. You know, obviously there is plenty of room for that. But when we've been getting kicked in the teeth here for a little bit and finding just new ways to lose games, it's tough. And it wears on guys, but ultimately I think a lot of guys are just putting in the work, and if it turns out being a quiet clubhouse, that's really the reason. I think, you know, your momentum is as good as your next starting pitcher, and I think that's how it goes. We put a couple wins together, and you're going to see the same old club as before. It's just a matter of getting that W.
Javier Lopez, the psychology major, and this is why he's on the show today, believe me. And you did get good grades, did you not?
Of course I did. Yeah. You know, if C-plus or B works for most people in the audience, then yes, I had good grades.
Okay. All right. In the history of baseball, this is not the first time. Clubs have struggled, and world champions have had a tough time the next year, but there's always some sort of fun going on. They would bring in something in the clubhouse. They do shirts or hats or things to loosen it up. Now, going back again to your major, take the pressure off a little bit. Does that help?
Sure. I mean, obviously, you want to be able to do that. Again, we are playing a game, and that's you often lose sight of that, especially at this level when there's obviously media, the media attention and the critiquing, and you look at the standings every day, you got the flags out in the outfield letting you know where you are in your division. You know, it takes away sometimes from the fact that we are just playing a game and that we need to embrace that and kind of just take it moment by moment. I think, again, when things aren't going right, you try to press and try to make things happen, and ultimately it hasn't been working for us so far. And, you know, the bright side is we're not really losing any traction to the Diamondbacks, and this is a division that you can win. And I think that's the guys believe that we can do that, and it's just a matter of getting right. And I do, again, obviously I have to be the eternal optimist, but I feel that we have that ability. It's just a matter that we need to turn up the dial a little bit and really get going here.
Well, you've had a nice season. You really have. And, you know, I'm doing these shows all the time. I say, let the guy pitch a couple of right-handed batters. My goodness. I mean, you've done that in your career, haven't you?
Yeah, obviously, you know, when you get to this level, I like to think that I am a major league relief pitcher. I'm not just a lefty specialist, but I understand that that's the job description, and I obviously have to welcome it. And you know, but again, I feel like I can execute pitches of both hitters, lefties and righties. And ultimately, when we have three lefties down there, you can use me like that as a specialist kind of guy. And, you know, Maharis has been throwing great, and IFL, of course, has continued to pitch well throughout his career. And again, it gives Bochy that option to do that. And obviously, when you do that, you try to play the matchups and put the guys in positions to succeed. And I think he's doing a great job of that.
Yeah. Javier Lopez with us. Are you an All-Star Game fan? And have you been on an All-Star team? I'm not sure. I'll ask you that. But will you watch this game?
I enjoy the All-Star Game somewhat. I've never been on an All-Star team, actually. Never in the minors. Never at any point in time. So, you know, obviously I'll watch for my teammates just to see how they do, but I'm not going to watch all nine innings. I watch enough baseball as it is throughout the year, and obviously if there's an opportunity for somebody to be pitching maybe later on in the game for us, and then I'll be paying attention. But it's something that might be on in the background, but I'm going to be hanging out with my family and just enjoying the time off.
Yeah, I was going to say, Javier, you know, getting the break. I mean, for me, for everybody who's connected with baseball, you get 4 days off. It seems like a month off, and it comes it the right time?
It definitely does. Obviously, you know, again, that's why we need to get hot and get kind of things going, so everybody can go into the All-Star break with a smile on their face that, hey, we're turning the corner and we're doing things that we need to do. And it does come at the perfect time for baseball. It gives you that 4-day break where everybody can talk about the trade deadline and who's going to go where and ultimately not have to do interviews all the time and not have to worry about it. You get that little time to decompress, because ultimately once you come back off of that, you got 2.5 months to figure out what you're doing. And really you only have about a month and a half till you really know what you're doing, because you want to be playing those meaningful games in September. You don't want to go in and have to just play through a month. So, you know, that's the plan, you know, and I think that's where a lot of the guys kind of get their focus and their composure back, and we'll be in. Health is going to help as well. Vogelsong will be back, and we're getting Casilla back soon. So, you know, things are pointing in the right direction. We just need to get it going, too.
Yeah. I was thinking about this when I wanted to talk to you today. I mean, you've been on World Champions before. Were any of those World Champions the next year challenged the way this ball club is now?
This is the first time, honestly, I've been through something this dramatic. I think Boston in 2007, we win. 2008, we get crushed. We get crushed with all the offense and getting hurt, and a lot of pitching got hurt that year. But we ended up rallying again in that second half, actually, in Boston, and made it to the ALCS, lost in Game 7 to the Rays. But, you know, in 2010, win the World Series. 2011, come back, and the same thing. We're playing well, get to the All-Star break. Some of the guys start kind of getting hurt and make a big trade for Carlos Beltran. Unfortunately, he gets hurt in those two critical weeks. We kind of lose a little bit of a chance there. But, you know, he plays great for us, and ultimately it just didn't work out. So this has been a little bit prolonged stretch, I think, than I've been accustomed to. But, you know, it's a winnable division, and that's what you got to keep telling yourself. It's the Diamondbacks aren't running away with it, and you know, the Dodgers are obviously helping us out in that regard right now, playing in Arizona, beating them last night. So, you know, we just got to put some wins together. If you go into the break 5 out, it's really not the end of the world. You know, if we're going into the break 10 out, then we're really uphill climb. But, you know, I think as of right now, if we can just get a couple games here and then we go to San Diego, play them, they've been scuffling too. So if we can get going down there, I think things will be looking good in the second half. We open up back at home, and home cooking is always good.
Well, as they say in your profession, our time is up now. We're going to have to stop. I'm sorry. But would you like to dedicate this show to any professor or anything?
Actually, no. There's too many people that have helped me out here, so I don't want to single one person out, but I'm just thankful that I chose school. At times like this, I'm happy I went to school for some higher education.
Right, where do we leave the $300 here?
we'll leave it right now in my locker, okay. But eventually I'll come collect later on.
All right. Javier, thanks so much. A pleasure to have you on. As psychology major, and we all needed it. Thanks so much.
No problem. Anytime.
All right. More coming up on KMBR 680, the sports leader.